It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Somebody found this from, I believe, the 1950s. It is a phone etiquette list, and it's got a bunch of tips and different advice on how to act and conduct yourself when you're talking on the phone, or they said back in the 50s, when you're telephoning.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Let's see here. When you're done with your call, don't bang the phone down. Hang up gently. Now it's just like, brah!
We need live with the sound effects, slamming the phones. Where's the phone? Don't you have the phone?
You have a
producer?
Phone right next to you.
Wait, hello? Yeah. There we go.
Dang, why is she so mad?
I know, I'm like scared I'm going to break something.
This is kind of cool because we do this now kind of with FaceTime, but they said back in the 50s, visualize pictures of the person you're talking to. Like try to imagine it in your head so your conversation will feel more personal and more real. Give them your full undivided attention like you're talking face to face.
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
I'm wearing my nightie. Under that's my girdle. They say, which we say now when you call into the Joe and Alex Show, hey, speak directly into the phone so I can hear you.
I think all of these still work for today.
Your lips should be about half an inch from the receiver, so you almost want to kiss it, but you don't want to get too close. You want to flirt with the phone receiver.
I'm so close.
Maybe I'll give you a kiss. Maybe I won't.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
They also say, greet the caller in a friendly, courteous manner. Make sure you're alert, enthusiastic, be sincere.
What up?
No, I don't think it's that way.
What's up?
Throughout the entire call. And the final thing from this old guide we found from the 50s of how to be proper on the phone, answer calls promptly on the first or second ring if possible. If it gets to a third ring, boy, you're in trouble. That's not good because that means it's your phone conversation is off to a bad start. Like, oh, hello, Alexandria. Thanks for picking up on the third ring.
Yeah, I'm out on that one because if I'm doing something, I may not answer. I may let it ring a couple times before calling you back.
What were you doing? The dishes, I hope, are cooking me dinner.
You know what I'm really bad at? Putting my friends on hold if someone else is calling me and then just never
forgetting.
Literally not talking to them again for like 3 days.
Yeah. I'm sure that would have been in this old etiquette, but they didn't even like, what? Three-way calling? What is this you speak of the future?
Liv and I would fail miserably with this list.
Oh, trust me. You both still do.